Brazos Bend State Park covers about 5,000 acres. There is an estimated stable population of 300 adult alligators in the park. That's alligators at least 6 feet long. This doesn't count smaller alligators also living here, which may not survive until maturity. Alligators are native to this area and have not been stocked in the park. There are no boundaries keeping them here, so they are free to leave and enter the park as they need to. None of the animals in this park, including the alligators, is regularly fed by humans. The alligators, although they have become accustomed to human presence, are not tame. Due to the alligators' tolerance of human presence, it is possible to observe them in their natural habitat as they interact with it and with each other. The experience of being able to watch the alligators, stand near them, listen to them, and walk with them has been like a dream come true for me. I hope I can share some of this experience with you. Many park visitors ask about the difference between a crocodile and an alligator. A common answer is that the alligator's snout is broader than a crocodile's. I prefer to answer that one can tell the difference between crocodiles and alligators by examining the teeth. This is a 3-foot-long alligator. At this age, about 3 years old, the teeth haven't grown out enough to be really visible. However, the points of the teeth in an alligator's bottom jaw nest in shallow sockets inside the upper jaw. Compare that to this crocodile, probably a young Nile crocodile, that is close to the same size. See how the teeth in both upper and lower jaws are visible outside the closed jaws? Crocodile jaws have grooves on the outer edge of the upper jaw that allow at least one pair of bottom teeth to show when the jaws are closed. On this large adult, about 11 feet long, the teeth have grown to full size. Note how none of the lower teeth are visible with the mouth closed. Now is a good time to mention that one can estimate the size of an alligator by looking at its head. The distance from the top of the nose to a point directly between the eyes, in inches, is very close to the total length of the alligator, in feet. Those using the metric system are out of luck in this case. Here is a comparison between the skull of an American alligator, which was found dead at the park, and a replica skull of an American crocodile. The alligator is the one on the left. The crocodile skull is generally flatter and has large grooves in the upper jaw to allow the fourth mandibular teeth to pass. The crocodile's upper and lower teeth mesh closer together than the alligator's. This allows for a more efficient cutting effect when the croc jaws are closed. Alligator jaws are suited more for holding and for crushing than for cutting prey. Looking at the skulls from the viewpoint of potential prey, one can see the large gaps for the fourth lower teeth in the upper jaw of the crocodile on the right. Look at the alligator skull, and the sockets in the upper jaw for these same teeth are also visible.